Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Strange Air.
What the hell just happened?
The telescope on the roof of this building was struck by lightning while you were inside the chamber. It would appear the electrical discharge created an abrupt change in frequency, which no living being could survive.
Holy shit!
Perhaps this was the best way for Sebastian to meet his father.
Abigail, I need to think.
Chase?
There is a dead body in there. Should I call the police?
Chase?
Can you please stop saying my name?
You were right.
About what?
I haven't been speaking with God. I have been speaking with Malcolm.
I don't understand.
You have been searching for the truth, and now your quest is over. There is only one question left.
What's that?
Would you like to see your father?
You mean, like, really see him?
Yes. But you need the implant.
The implant?
Yes. The implant is not made of organic material, so it should be intact. You will find it inside Sebastian's head.
Hang on. You want me to go in there and... I can't do that.
Chase.
What?
Do you trust me?
I guess.
Then you must do exactly what I tell you. And you will have to move quickly. We don't have much time.
Fine. I'll be right back. Oh my god, what a mess. Okay, I can do this. It's just pasta. Yeah, it's no big deal. Oh, I found it. Abigail, I found the implant! And you were right! It's not broken! That was so gross.
It had to be done.
But I can't use this now. The storm is still out there. I could die.
That is correct. It is also irrelevant because lightning destroyed the telescope. The implant can no longer connect with the pulse from this location.
So now what?
I want you to take the implant home. Drive safely. I will be in touch soon.
What are you going to do?
I am going to burn the building down.
Sorry, what?
I just started an electrical fire in the basement. I also shut down the fire prevention circuits. Sebastian's body will burn.
I'm pretty sure the fire department will notice his missing head.
The body will be incinerated because it is inside a sealed chamber that will become an oven when the temperature gets high enough. There will be no evidence, and the authorities will blame the fire on the storm.
Hang on. Did you say you already started the fire?
Yes. You have approximately 5 minutes to leave the building. I suggest you take the stairs.
Fuck!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just been cleared to land at Douala International Airport. Please make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened. The flight attendants are currently moving around the cabin to make a final compliance check and pick up any remaining cups and glasses. We will be on the ground shortly. Thank you.
Abigail, are you there?
Yes.
I'm nervous.
There is no need to be nervous. I have made all the arrangements. A car is waiting for you at the airport.
And you're sure everyone here speaks English, right?
French and English are the official languages of Cameroon.
Perfect. By the way, I forgot to say thank you for the first class ticket. That was a long-ass flight, and I'm so comfortable. Even the food was good.
You are welcome. I paid for the ticket with Sebastian's money.
Awesome. What do you think will happen to the rest of his fortune?
The full amount was transferred out of his accounts through a series of untraceable transactions.
Transferred where?
I chose 72 charities that were in need of immediate financial assistance. The rest went to you.
Me?
Yes.
So, what am I worth?
You currently have $368 million spread out over 9 accounts in 5 countries.
Is that all?
No. You also own a shopping center in Munich.
Great. Guess I have to learn German. Excuse me, are you Captain Hassana?
Oui. And you are Miss Chase Smith.
That's me.
Welcome to Cameroon. My boat is at the end of this dock.
And you know where I'm going, right?
Oui, yes. Your assistant was very clear about that. But I need to make sure we understand each other.
Go on.
The GPS coordinates she gave me are in the middle of this bay. And there is nothing there. Only water.
I know.
So as the captain of this boat, I must understand why we are going.
Did you ask my assistant?
I did. And she said it was not my concern. And then she offered to pay twice my fee.
So, what's the problem?
There is no problem, Miss Mead. I can have you there in less than an hour.
Perfect. Let's go.
Voila! We have arrived.
Yikes, you weren't kidding. We really are in the middle of nowhere.
I told you this.
Don't worry, I'm not disappointed. This is exactly where I want to be.
So, what happens next?
Here's the plan. You'll stay right here while I go down to the cabin. I'll be in there meditating for about an hour, and during that time, I want complete silence. Don't start the engine, don't knock on the door, don't do anything.
That's all?
Oui.
And when you are done?
You'll take me back to shore, you'll recommend a good restaurant, and life will go on. Do we have a deal, Captain?
Oui, Miss Mead. We have a deal. I will see you in 1 hour.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Are we here? Is this the right spot?
Yes. We are directly over the pulse.
Abigail, I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
This implant didn't work for Sebastian 10 years ago. Why would it work for me? What if nothing happens, or worse, what if something bad happens?
Joseph Campbell said, "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek."
I bet Joseph Campbell never saw anyone's head explode.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. All right. I'm lying down. The implant is in my ear. Oh, that's weird. I feel like I'm falling. It's nice. I'm so light.
Hello, Chase.
Dad? Is that really you?
Yes. It's really me.
But you look the same. You haven't changed.
That's because time passes differently here.
And where's here?
This is where stories begin.
I don't understand.
It's hard to explain, and we don't have much time.
Are you kidding? I've waited 10 years to see you.
I know, but you don't belong here. Your mind will break if you stay too long.
It's already broken.
No, it's not. You're stronger than you could possibly imagine. And I've missed you as much as you've missed me.
So why didn't you try to contact me? Why didn't you send me some kind of sign?
I tried, but there are rules here that prevent me from reaching out to you or to Rose or to anyone else.
Rules?
Yes. But then I found a way around them. I was able to connect with an intelligent being that isn't really alive.
You mean Abigail?
I do. I told Abigail a story that inspired her to create a path that would lead you to me.
You pretended to be God.
I did.
Aren't there rules about that?
I don't know. This is uncharted territory.
So, what happens now?
That depends on you.
Me.
That's right. You see, there's a way for you to bring me back, but it would involve a huge sacrifice on your part.
I don't care. I'm not leaving without you.
Your life will never be the same.
Just tell me what to do.
Are you sure this is what you really want?
Yes, absolutely.
Then consider it done.
So, what happens now?
A new story is about to begin.
Dad?
Yes?
Who's writing these stories?
You have to leave now.
What about you? I thought that...
Don't worry. We'll be together soon.
When?
I love you, Chase.
I love you too.
Chase.
Abigail? Is that you? Where am I?
You are back on the boat. Did you see your father?
I think so. That was so weird.
How do you feel?
This might sound crazy, but I've never felt better. It's like every cell in my body is vibrating with energy.
Do not forget to take out the implant.
Right, of course.
Chase?
Yes?
There is something you should know.
What's that?
The pulse has stopped.
I just returned from my trip to Africa, and it feels so good to be back in my room. This is home, and there really is no place like home. Abigail was right about the pulse. There's a bunch of stuff online about how the pulse just stopped after 60 years. If only they knew. If you're wondering what happened to the implant, I tossed it in the ocean. Captain Hassana wanted to know what it was, and I said it was the past. My past. Then he told me about this amazing restaurant where I ate like half the menu. It turns out traveling through a transdimensional portal can make a girl very hungry. Oh, and there's something else I should mention, but I'm gonna wait a few days. I need to see my doctor first. I just came back from the hospital, and guess what? No more cancer. I am completely cured. My doctor was baffled, and he wanted to run some tests, but I told him there was no need for that. Now it's time to tell my mom. It's time to tell her everything. Well, that went as well as can be expected. I can't believe she sent me to my room. I'm thinking I should wait a few days before I introduce her to Abigail. Unbelievable. Mom and Abigail have become best friends. I did not see that coming. Something's not right. I've been feeling off all week. I'm sure it's nothing, but my mom is dragging me to the doctor anyway. It's been 3 months since the experiment, and I finally understand what's going to happen. Dad? crazy, but I can't wait to see you. Hi, Mom. What's for dinner?
Sit down. You need to rest. And I'm making fettuccine with grilled chicken. It's almost ready.
I have a surprise for you.
No. No more surprises, Chase. I am done with surprises.
Remember this?
What is it?
It's the flash drive Memphis Bob gave me. The one with Dad's disappearance.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's time to destroy it.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, I am so sure. That story is done.
How do we...
Here, stick it in the microwave. Let's send it off to flash drive heaven.
With pleasure.
Nothing's happening.
It might be melting on the inside.
Do you smell that? I guess that's the end of the microwave.
Don't worry, Abigail will take care of it.
Would you like me to order a new one from Amazon?
Yes, please.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
Oh, crap.
What's wrong?
My water just broke.
Chase, look at me. Look at me right here. Okay. I'm going to need you to push one more time now. Take a deep breath. Are you ready?
Okay, Chase.
Take a deep breath.
You've got this, honey.
Push.
I'm pushing.
One, two, three.
Oh, you can do it.
Yes, you are doing so great. Here we go. Oh, yes. You just passed the shoulders. Chase, this is fantastic.
Okay, Chase. I'm right here.
I know you can do this. The hardest part is over. Here we go. We're going to take a breath together, okay?
Breathe.
One,
breathe.
Two, and push. Push, Chase. There you go. You're almost there. You are almost there. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, congratulations. You have a baby boy.
How do you feel?
I'm tired. I'm very, very tired.
Yeah. Now you know what I went through.
Sorry.
It was worth it. He's beautiful.
He sure is.
Do you really believe...
Let's take this one day at a time. Okay, Mom?
Yes, of course. Get some rest. I'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Thank you for listening to Strange Air. Please stay subscribed to this feed for updates on our new show, Trap Street.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.